Rowan, one final point in terms of getting older patients onto clinical trials. As has been mentioned, it's obviously been very disappointing. I think HIMARS has championed that whole issue. Where do you think that comes from? Do you think that's the prejudice of the physician, that older patients don't want to go on studies, their comorbidities? Where is that coming from, and what can we do about it?
Yeah, my clinical impression is that it probably takes longer discussion time, and I think we get a little bit of feedback, because I think what happens if you're talking to somebody in their 70s, oftentimes they won't view themselves as the primary decision maker, and then you have to talk to the daughter, and I think it's more involved. I think the discussion takes longer, you get more people involved, and I think one way or another, it influences both parties. I think there's just a reluctance to get it done as quickly, and I think that's a clinical issue. I'm not sure exactly how to approach that, but I think that's one issue that interrupts the normal process. Just our flow isn't the same as with a 52-year-old, where we really have a pace and a flow for discussing this information. We have a feel for how they're going to grasp it. My feeling is in a 70-year-old, 80-year-old, it's really quite a different discussion.
I think it might also have to do with what kind of trial you're offering, getting back to what we talked about earlier. And Chuck actually presented this at the NSABP meeting recently. We queried 150 people with colorectal cancer. And one of the things we asked them after they listened to John Marshall go through a whole description of the CO8 study, we asked them, if you were eligible for a study like that, again, chemo plus or minus bevacizumab, would you want to go in the study? And 75% of them said yes. So maybe part of it is finding the right study that might be appealing both to older patients as well as younger patients. Any thoughts on that, Dabu?
Well, you clearly have to individualize everybody. We know from studies that have looked at the outcomes of patients enrolled in trials that older patients tolerate therapy surprisingly well. But then again, that's because they were selected for trials. So it's clear that the patient has to understand what their risks are ahead of them. Comorbidities make a big difference because the expectation of running into problems and dying of other diseases is very different among patients depending on their comorbidities. So I think a fit patient can tolerate most of the therapies. We will see, for example, from the NSABP B38 what the profiles are and what the ages are. But clearly, a healthy patient without comorbidities probably can tolerate the same therapies we use. And the same factors that we use, unless proven otherwise, should be used in these patients as well, ER, PR, negativity, etc.